Hello, Thursday afternoon, October 21st. We've got five sports to look at today. Unfortunately, the most popular sport is Thursday night NFL football, and I do not have a reasonable play on that one. You've got all kinds of injury issues with Cleveland, the starting quarterback, the two top running backs, possibly the top wide receiver, all out. However, you are putting in Case Keenum, who actually did very well in Minnesota, playing under Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator, who is now his head coach in Cleveland. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes off and really has a game. The total has moved down to 40.5, and the tendency would be to take the under since Denver technically is a defensive-oriented team and Cleveland has no offensive weapons. However, that seems almost too obvious. I'm not going to take that. I would be actually more tempted to take the over, although that's not mathematically feasible. And really, it's just a coin flip on the total. It's a coin flip on the side, and I have no – it's not a weighted coin for me. I'm not going to play it. Good luck if you play this game. All right, so college football will be the second most popular sport, most likely, although there's no big teams playing today. I do have one pick on that, Louisiana Lafayette and Arkansas State. I like Louisiana minus the 18 points. It's a hell of a lot of points to give up, but Arkansas State – when comparing similar opponents, does not match up to Louisiana Lafayette. The numbers don't match up on an independent basis. This is a Louisiana State game to lose, and I'm hoping they can cover that 18 points. I believe strongly enough that they will, that it became an official play. All right, so then we're going to move on to NBA. We've got only one play here. This is a reverse line movement. And I liked it. Unfortunately, I liked it when Miami was getting a couple points. And now they're giving up 2.5 points. 2.5 points. I'm still taking Miami minus 2.5 against Milwaukee, the defending champions. Miami's at home. I believe strongly in Miami in this game. And apparently so does everybody else. It is a nice indicator when you have a reverse line movement taking it from a underdog to a favorite. Unfortunately, we could have lost a lot of the value because once you get to 2.5, you could win the game by a point or two and lose the bet. I didn't mind it at minus one, which is what it was when I was about ready to do this podcast, and then it popped pretty hard after that. So I'm still taking it at 2.5. I've taken it at 2.5 and suggest that's a good play for you as well. Now, Major League Baseball, we've got the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves. I do not like this side at all. I like the under 8, though. That's a play that's been posted and played. I do not have a recommendation on the side. At this point, I would have said the Dodgers at home. But at this point, I don't know. I think Dave Roberts is unemployed after the season unless somehow he comes up with a miracle, wins 3 straight over the Braves, at least getting to the World Series, and he might save his job if he wins it. Of course, he does. That would be unquestionable. But I think with the amount of talent that the Dodgers are able to buy, basically, and retain on their team, he should be doing better than this. Now, baseball's a game of streaks, and Atlanta's playing very, very hot, and they do have a couple really good pitchers. But you know what? You look at the lineups one by one, you look at the pitching staff one by one, the Dodgers should have taken this. So that's how managers lose their job. I'm taking the under, though. I think all stops, all bets are off. I'm sorry if you have to use every single pitcher on the roster to win the game and keep the scoring low, they'll do it. Dodgers anyway. So I'm taking the under 8. Feel comfortable about that. Do not like the side on this. The Dodgers would have been the logical play, not paying a ton of juice. You are going against Max Fried, and you're going to put a bunch of relievers out there. I don't like it. I mean, I just don't like it. I'm going to play something else. So then we have the NHL games, and there's actually 5 of them that actually look pretty darn good. They really did. Now we did really, really well in NHL last year. But this is not a momentum play. This is not, hey, I did good last year, or most years actually, but in NHL. But no, this is the numbers bear it out. So taking Columbus at home plus 130 against the Islanders. This game is essentially a toss-up in my mind. I've got really 51% on Columbus, but if you're going to give me 130, I'll take the coin flip. Now, again, I'm not saying I'm going to go 5-0 in these games. I'm just hoping I don't go 0-5, right? Worst things can happen. But if you give me an advantage play that's reasonable, I actually believe Columbus will win the game at home. But give me plus 30, plus 130, and I'm snapping it up. Now, Florida at home against Colorado. By all means, by all strategy, Colorado was one of the better teams in the NHL last year. But you know what? Florida was an up-and-comer. They were rock solid. Florida's at home. Colorado's got their third-string goalie going. That's your starting pitcher, right? That's your third string. And in this case, that's the last goalie you have. So this is really their number five pitcher, if you want to put it that way, an analogy. I'm going with Florida minus 130 with a high chance of winning the game and a reasonably priced odds. Anaheim visiting Winnipeg. I'm going to take Anaheim. I don't typically do a lot of these, but Anaheim plus 1.5 goals. So plus 1.5 on the puck line at minus 146. Going to snag that one. They might win the game, although it's at Winnipeg. I do like them keeping it close, maybe even taking it to overtime. And then Washington and New Jersey. I like Washington minus 130. Again, there's a very good chance of winning the game. Nothing's guaranteed, and 130 odds is affordable. And then Carolina and Montreal. Again, Montreal obviously did well last year. Carolina's on the road, but Carolina is the play here at minus 120. So those are the five hockey plays. And again, the baseball game under the total of eight. The Heat in NBA minus the points. The Louisiana team, Louisiana Lafayette, minus the points in football. And good luck with pro football today. There's too many variables to risk your hard-earned money on that game. So that is it for today. Best of luck.